Welcome to episode 16 of Teach Me Tiger.
Hey, you guys. This episode is all about how organized religion can usually be the pits. We're sitting with our buddy Rye Guy.
That's not his real name.
Can we use your real name?
You can use my real name.
It's Ryan Urquhart.
With a...
Urquhart of gold.
And he was raised in a hella religious family, and we're going to talk about how that shit fucked him up. And
yeah.
How that shit is fucked. So if it's going to offend you to hear us talk shit about, you know, religion, fucking turn this shit off and put something else on, okay?
Yeah.
Because we still like you. So
thank you, listeners. We love you.
Thank you. Just don't listen. Okay, bye.
Teach me, tiger, how to kiss you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Help me, tiger, I don't know what to do. Whoa, 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 whoa. Take my lips, they belong to you. But teach me first, teach me what to do.
Hey guys! Welcome to Teach Me Tiger,
where we bring in our most expert-y friends to teach us about stuff, and yeah. You ask questions,
and sometimes we answer them,
and sometimes we ask questions,
and sometimes you answer them.
Yeah!
Wow!
Wow! Sometimes we've really locked this whole thing down.
You don't call it all because you already know the answer.
Yeah, and then we're sad. Call us.
Please
stop not calling us.
1-833 teach us.
1-833 teach us. Oh, it's our 16th birthday, sweet 16. We invited our smarty friend Ryan for our sweet 16 party.
I'm not 16.
And Ryan has spoken. So he's leaving now. He's like, fuck this party.
What is this?
What is this? I'm not 16. Hey, Mel.
Hey, Sarah.
How was your week?
It was pretty good.
It's only Wednesday today.
Yeah. We went thrifting together.
Oh, we did. That was awesome.
Uh-huh.
We went thrifting.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do last weekend?
I went camping. It was so cold.
Ooh.
Like winter jacket cold.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. It was 30 degrees on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Saturday morning, it was like 4 or something.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like too hot for setup, right? Like,
well, so I actually didn't have to set up a tent. There was a cabin.
Oh. Well, so that's not called camping. So
glamping. We went glamping. Sorry.
Just
semantics. Well. What about you, Sarah?
Good. Weekend good.
How was your what was your best thrift find?
Oh, probably the painting. I found this like badass unfinished painting that's like a copy of an old fashioned like painting of a lady.
A Flemish lady.
Like had like a
16th
allergies.
Century.
And I put it on my wall. And I love my new shirt.
Oh, is that one of your 7 gray t-shirts you got?
Yeah, I got... That was the fun thing, is I was like, I need to update my wardrobe. Because those who know me know. those of you who don't know me are about to know. That I only wear gray t-shirts and jumpsuits. Right?
Right.
Is that right, Ryan?
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Jumpsuit.
I've been known to wear a jumpsuit once or twice. Jumpsuit. A mechanic's jumpsuit. Jumpsuit. Work jumpsuit. Jumpsuit.
T-shirt?
He failed kindergarten.
Trailed off for a bit.
So we went to the secondhand store, and everything's like by gender, which is silly, but whatevs. Different sizes. Got it. I just had to go down that road. And then by like, oh, t-shirts, blouses, whatever. And then by fucking color. It's crazy.
Oh,
green.
Yeah.
I want green. Go to the green section. Like, it's amazing. And I, of course, to update my wardrobe, just filled my cart with plaid shirts, denim shirts, button-ups, and gray t-shirts.
Yeah.
Did you come home like with middle-aged lesbian?
Yeah, beard. Totes.
Yeah.
So, but you're not, weird. So it's edgy.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm edgy.
Yeah, cool. Totally edgy.
Yeah.
I bought a dress that looks kind of like a ruched garbage bag.
Oh, it does, yeah.
So I tried it on, and I decided that it needed shoulder pads.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Needed them. Needed Someone them. Had removed them, and it needed shoulder pads.
Yeah, so I
went to the dump today and got an old lady dress to take the shoulder pads out to put in my old lady dress. But I'm going to make it really, really short, so it's going to be cool.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Get those gams out.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
We have Ryan here.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Did you have a good week?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What did you do? Anything of note? Did you buy a garbage bag dress? Paper bag dress?
Any gray t-shirts?
Surprisingly not.
Oh, jumpsuits?
No.
Did you go to the dump?
I did.
Oh! Me too! Yeah. Okay, so now I'm going to introduce my good friend Ryan Urquhart. He's one of our neighbors. Neighbor
Ish.
For life.
Yeah.
Yeah, neighborish.
He's very neighborly. I'll give him that.
He's neighborly from Maberly.
Oh!
He's got great hair and he's a really nice guy and we just love him to bits. Aww. So, yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And he has two brothers who look a lot like him.
Yeah.
Disturbingly so. Sarah and I were at... Sarah and I were at Fieldhouse. Did she tell you? We were at Fieldhouse.
No.
I don't know. Your brothers were in town. And I was like, those two guys look a lot like Ryan.
Oh, yeah,
is it possible that they're related? And then Sarah went and asked them if they were related to you.
I was like, are you guys Ryan's brothers?
And
they said yes.
Josh and Joel. Yeah, he ran into them at...
The hot one and the not hot one. That's what I call them when I talk to you about them. Which Greg pointed out might not be nice.
It might not be nice
for me to say that. But
I just want to say for the record, I thought they're equally hot. So
she did. She told me that recently. And I was like, girl, you got issues. I didn't say that.
She didn't say that.
And you're fucking wrong. So peace. Get a grip on what's hot and what's not.
Yeah.
Read a Vanity Fair, for Christ's sake. Okay. So, what do we do first? So many things.
Well, we have a little game we like to call Icebreakers.
You have to reach into Melody's box.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Roll up your sleeves, pull up your socks, reach on into Melody's box. Icebreakers.
Was that great? Did you recognize those voices?
Yeah. I know Greg's in there.
Yeah, that's Greggy and Mel.
And you.
I'm in that one?
We're all in there.
Cool.
Okay. So what was the worst...
It's a three-way.
Worst job you've ever had?
What was the worst job you've ever had?
I was a parts delivery guy for an auto parts manufacturer in BC.
Why does it suck?
Maybe because I got in trouble quite a bit.
You? How come?
I got in trouble for like taking my break in the lobby of a client's, and it was just like, well, I'm going to take my break now, and this chair is comfortable enough, so so I'm just going to stay, and the guy ratted out on me.
Yeah,
I was more pissed off at that guy.
Yeah,
what's your problem?
That sucks. Was it like a person's house or like at a...
No,
like...
it was like a car shop.
Oh, fuck, what?
Yeah. I was like, this is what your lobby's for.
Lobbying around.
Yeah.
Were you lobbying for a cause? Relaxation? Equal breaks? Comfortable breaks?
In a chair that is different.
This is a different chair. I like
car
it.
Chair.
I like it.
Yeah, in that same job, I was driving a truck and... the axle fell off.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
What? At the parts delivery? The mechanics parts delivery?
Well, no, I was... Yeah, it was the
it's
company.
It's just ironic.
Yeah, it was one of the delivery trucks.
Don't I
was
you driving. Think?
Yeah, it was... Yeah, I see where you're going with that.
I'm so sorry.
Cut it out.
Can I finish the damn story?
Oh, fuck!
Yeah, I was turning a corner and I looked in my rearview mirror and I felt the truck drop like at the back. And I looked behind me and the axle was flying across the highway.
Oh God! Did it hit anyone?
No. It was luckily it just bounced over into the ditch.
What is an axle?
It rose.
Uh huh.
So it rose.
It rose. Yeah.
The axle.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Over at the Meridian.
Sarah's a Caesarean. Yeah, yeah. She's feeling pretty goofy.
Axl Rose, come on! How often do you get to talk about axles?
But what does an axle look like? Is it just like a big piece of metal? Like, I wouldn't know if my axle, if I lost an axle.
Yeah,
what's an
it's
axle?
Like a big rod that, like, that attaches to the differential at the back, and then there's a tire and.
It attaches your fucking tire.
Axle. A rod or spindle, either fixed or rotating, passing through the center of a wheel or group of wheel.
So yeah, this thing could have...
So what happened?
Just bounced.
Well, yeah, but like then what happened to you in the truck? Did the truck not have tires anymore?
It had three tires.
Mm. So what happened?
I just pulled over.
Jeez. Took your break.
Took my well-deserved break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Found a lobby. I don't know.
Found a lobby.
Found a fucking lobby somewhere.
Just settled in for a while.
Oh, hey, guys. You know. Dentist office. Yeah. Okay, you have one more.
Okay, one more.
One more or two more?
Oh, two
we
more.
Usually do three.
Wait, but I'm going to read it to you now.
Okay.
Don't read it.
Okay.
It's a secret for 1 second. This is an oldie but a goodie. What would your superpower be, and why?
If you could have any superpower?
Oh, this might
doesn't say that. If you could only have one of three superpowers.
Oh, wait.
Staying still for super long, being really quiet for a really long period of time, and growing your hair really fast.
Oh, fast hair growth.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, cool.
Okay, but if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Out of your own hair?
Ooh.
Your hair would just turn into sweaters.
Yeah. Gross. That's amazing. Ready to go. New Who's meaning ready? To hair shirt.
Right?
Huh? Yeah. Religion. But really, what would it be?
Superpower?
Yeah.
And I want to say flying, but I don't at the same time. I feel like I get a lot more done being invisible.
Right. Why? Huh? That's weird. What kind
yeah, I
of
know.
Things?
Yeah.
Are you a voyeur?
No. Yeah, like, it's just so much easier to grocery shop when you're invisible.
Well, yeah. It's kind of I don't know. What comes to mind is just like all the sort of despots in the world you could off, you know.
Oh,
desk bots?
Yeah, you know. Like,
what does that mean?
You're not a voyeur. You're a murderer. Yeah.
Who are you going to off?
Oh, I don't know. It just comes to mind.
Like people?
You could actually...
What's a desk bot?
Like a really bad...
A dictator.
Dictator or something like that.
Desk bot?
Despot. A ruler or other person who holds absolute power. Typically one who exercises it in a cruel or oppressive way.
Oh, despot.
Yeah.
I still don't know that word, but it's different than a desk.
You're such a reader.
I know, I am. I'm just reading the wrong books.
But then I think again, that's also not cool in a lot of
I think
ways.
It's all right.
You say that now.
I like it. I'd be a vigilante with you.
Yeah, right. You can do all that sort
You'd
of
be
stuff.
A vigil uncle, and I'd be a vigilante. Yeah.
Oh, hey-o. You're on fire. You're on fire. Sarah's superpower. Jokes.
Kill people with my horrible jokes. With your puns. I'm like, oh, yeah. Fuck it. I'll just kill myself.
But
Stop.
You're invisible. You didn't need to kill me with that joke. Could you come up with something a little more efficient?
It's like waterboarding. Just me yelling jokes at them. Stop.
Stop.
Stop. I'll say anything.
Stop.
I'll say anything.
I'll kill myself.
All right.
Her humor's so sharp.
Cut
yourself on her.
Wit.
Wit. Not mine.
Oy, oy, oy.
Last one. Oh, funny. A lot of job questions. What is your absolute dream job?
Dream job. Oh, that would be building trails.
Ooh.
Oh.
Like in parks and stuff like that.
So what does that mean to build a trail?
Like
nature's already there. You can't build a tree, Ryan.
I know, sir.
God. Even if you were invisible.
Well, yeah, it would be sort of like cutting down trees, like making small bridges. Cool. You know.
Like clearing brush.
Clearing brush, like blazing a trail, and you're outside. And
why don't you do that?
I want to, one day.
So do it now. Let's get on it.
I'm trying.
To it and add it. Add it into it.
Okay.
All right.
This is what you needed. You just needed that little nudge.
God damn it, Brian. But seriously.
Just been kind of busy, okay?
What? Fuck. Would you build your own house or something? God.
Ugh. He did?
Yeah. Basically.
Sort of. Yeah.
There was like a shell of a house. And he turned it into a home. Turn this house into a home.
So what was it like when you bought it? What was the house like before you turned it into a home?
It was gutted.
It's gutted, wow.
Which means that basically all of its insulation and walls had been ripped out. So, like you said, a shell.
Yeah.
And
it was illegal for you to live there, wasn't it?
It was, sort of, yeah. Well, at least the building inspector didn't find out until it was too late. I already got all the major stuff done, so.
Good.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the porch colors. That's my favorite. The color of the house and the porch colors.
Yeah.
It's like a blue house, like a house beside the ocean in Newfoundland, you know? That, like, grayish blue color. And the porch is, like, yellow and red. Is that right?
The porch is yellow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yellow, and then there's red trim. And
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, red trim. Yeah. Blue.
Let's talk trim, you guys.
So tell me what you know about
trim.
Do
the carpets match the drapes? Do the floorboards match the parts that are on the ceiling?
Sarah, are we still talking about the house?
All right, now that our ice is broken.
Icebreakers!
Ryan, tell us what religion you grew up in. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the suburbs of Vancouver, a place called Port Coquitlam.
What's it called?
Port Coquitlam.
Coquitlam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coquitlam.
Mm-hmm.
We can just say Poco.
Cool. Let's easier. Do it. Yeah. Poco. Oh, no.
And there's so many denominations, but the one we were part was Evangelical Missionary Church.
Okay.
It's all about flying all over the place and getting into other people's business, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like turning people into evangelicals as well. Yeah,
because we know better.
Right.
Yeah.
Like missionaries.
Missionaries.
So someone who doesn't really know anything about religion or how it works. So would you be like one of the guys in a suit on the subway with like a name tag who would smile at people they didn't know?
No.
With that look in their eyes?
No.
No. Okay. Would you go on missions to other countries?
Like to travel Africa to places?
Oh, those were always options. Like you could go and do that if you wanted to.
Right.
But I never went.
But like you could. That's part of your religion thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, how many times a week do you go to church?
Well, just once a week. Well, it depends. Sunday? Well, there's midweek stuff, like there'd be youth group sort of thing. And that would probably be in the middle of the week.
And what was youth group like? What was that?
I was like hanging out and it was just casual kind of
pizza, religious.
Just like pizza night or
pizza and Jesus.
Pizza and Jesus, yeah.
P&J.
P&J.
Cool. Love it. Cool.
Yeah.
That's my punk rock band's name. Pizza and Jesus, so.
Okay, Ryan's going to quiz us. Ryan real quick. Knows okay. the, some religion stuff.
Okay, name, this is a fun light one, okay?
Oh, God.
Name the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Oh, super light. Ever fun.
Judy.
Dale. Yeah.
Brenda. Yeah.
Brenda, Judy. That's my aunt and my mom. That's my mom and her sister's name. I always knew there
was Susan.
Something. That's my other aunt! And Heather.
Heather.
Oh my God.
You nailed it.
Wow.
Way to go.
Okay, let me try for real. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. So I once read Neil Gaiman, and he talked about them. And there was like war. Is this right?
Yeah.
War, death. Disease?
Yeah.
Or like, well, sickness?
Sort of, yeah, famine is sort of what it's...
Famine. Okay, war, death, famine, and...
Well, what could it be? Let's just narrow it down.
Let's narrow it down. Bad thing. Wealth. Greed. Like
avarice.
Avarice? What is that?
I don't know.
Avril Lavigne?
Doesn't that mean like hubris and wealth or something?
Avarice. Extreme greed for wealth or material gain.
Okay, so we know God hates, like, so, like, war is going to kill everyone. Disease. What did you say? No, famine.
Famine's
going to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Death is one of them?
No, it's kind of, it's a hard one. It's closely related to war.
Greed.
Yeah.
Men.
Trickiness. Sneakiness.
Sneaky Pete. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, conquest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or like...
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, conquest
are
great.
It was also called pestilence.
Pestilence.
Yeah.
Pestilence.
And I didn't quite understand why are those two things interchangeable, conquest and pestilence.
What's pestilence mean?
I don't know.
Pestilence. A deadly and overwhelming disease that affects an entire community. Pestilence is also one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse in the book of Revelation.
Not petulance?
Petulance. Petulance. Yeah.
Petulance.
Is that a different thing?
Isn't petulance when you're being like, meh?
I think so. Yeah.
Like a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Petulance. The quality of being childishly sulky or bad-tempered.
Yeah, 3-year-olds for sure. That's one of the apocalypse horsemen.
Definitely,
all 3-year-olds.
Throwing a tantrum. Fuck.
Never mind. Bring on the apocalypse. I'm out.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we did really well. 100%.
When I was 8. My grandmother, my dad's mom, was a Christian Scientist, and she was like big in the church. She actually almost got blood poisoning and died because she had a thorn from her rose bush in her leg and wouldn't go to the hospital for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They have like a special Bible, and then I think you look up in the back ailments or whatever, and then you read scriptures related to, I don't know, they're like prayers you do or whatever.
Right.
You know what that sounds a lot like? Witchcraft.
Yeah.
But I went once to Sunday school when we were visiting, and the leader person asked if we could recite the Ten Commandments, and I didn't know any of them, and a boy laughed at me so hard he fell off of his chair.
Wow. He was laughing hard.
Yeah.
Can we say the Ten Commandments?
I can't.
Oh,
I know
right.
some.
That
I know
was
some.
One of the questions. Yeah.
Oh, no. I was thinking of those things that get you to hell. What are those ones called?
Get you out of hell?
No, like into hell.
Get out of hell free card?
Get to hell.
Where do I get it?
Like,
how do I get
greed
that?
Just
and,
convert and that's yeah. it.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The that's not free.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Right?
Yeah.
The husband's cool, but not the wife.
Right.
So. Hey-o. don't. Like,
thou
totally,
shalt not steal.
Don't steal.
Right? That's one?
Yeah.
We've got two.
Teach. Don't kill.
Okay.
Don't teach other
unless
people.
Unless it's in the name of God.
Yeah, then you can kill everyone.
Yeah.
Cool. Treat other people the way you want them to treat you?
I think so.
Maybe?
I don't know. I'm really hazy on them myself.
Ooh.
I just know a couple, really.
Which ones do you know
thou
that we don't know?
Thou shalt not wear white after Labor Day?
Yeah.
No.
Don't wear too much eye makeup and lipstick at the same time. One or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it again.
No being gay or having abortions. Also, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Subclause cool. B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Again, wow.
We covered it.
Wow.
This really is a semi-educational comedy podcast.
It really is.
The Ten Commandments. One.
I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have any strange gods before me.
Two.
Thou shalt not, like, take the name of the Lord God in vain.
Three.
Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day.
Four.
Honor the father and mother.
Five.
Thou shalt not kill.
Six.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Seven.
Thou shalt not steal.
Eight.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Nine.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, wifey.
Ten.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods.
So, Ryan.
Yep.
My understanding is that you grew up religious and that you became disillusioned and you kind of think it's sort of like bullshit, like not for you anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just wondering, when did you start to see the darker side of religion? Like, do you remember when you started to become disillusioned?
Breakout story. Well, it was sort of like, you call it like a doubting period. And that's something that I think a lot of people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually somewhat encouraged, you know, to go through that period, okay, under the right assumption that you're gonna come back. You're gonna get those questions answered and mm-hmm you're gonna come back to the faith or whatever.
Like so. Like what is that? Middle Schmerz.
Abdominal pain occurring between the menstrual periods and usually considered to be associated with ovulation.
Remember what you're talking about with like Mormons?
Rumspringa.
No, I don't know that.
It's like Mormons or someone go and like have a great time out in the world.
Yeah, like they go and live in the city and drink drunk young and people and stuff. And then they come back home after a while.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So they're wild oats.
Rumspringa. In some Amish communities, a period of adolescence in which boys and girls are given greater personal freedom and allowed to form romantic relationships, usually ending with the choice of baptism into the church or leaving the community.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it's spring break. Listen, Rumspringer, spring breakenhosen, same.
Spring breakenhosen.
Oh, same.
That translates to spring break pants.
Just yeah, like, you know. Put your spring break pants on. Woo-hoo! It's time to be a normal person.
Okay, but tell us about your breakup.
Well, it was really, it's hard to pinpoint a time, but it was more of a gradual thing that happened over quite a few years. Had a lot to do with like the time I spent with my sister traveling and making those slow realizations about all the contradictions within
like what
the religion.
And can you give us a specific contradiction you can remember being like, hey, wait a minute.
The main one for me is you can sort of be a terrible person, you know,
mm-hmm,
be abusive, be uncaring and uncompassionate, but, you know, on your deathbed can repent and
it's all good
and everything's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Cool.
So sort of the absence of having any personal responsibility,
yeah,
and accountability, it really didn't jive with me anymore that, you know, you're free to do what you want as long as you come back.
Like, say sorry.
And say sorry.
Sorry. Hail Marys.
You can wreak havoc and hurt people as much as you want. And that just, I don't, it really
didn't feel good.
Didn't make any sense to me.
Right. So, and what about, like, the specifics? I don't know about your religion. If you guys were, like, read the Bible and stuff. But, like, the shit that didn't make sense, like, you know, Mary is a virgin and like Jesus died, then came back to life and then died again like a zombie.
Right.
Shit like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all those little, those details are kind of, they're, I don't know. You don't pay really much attention to them. It's stories.
Right.
It's more about principles and values and sins. And,
okay.
And those are the things that really became the big hangups for, and become the big hangups for, I think, for most people is, you know, having certain intuitions and normal human kind of, feelings or impulses, and those being contradictory to everything that you're being told, you know?
Right.
So those kind of contradictions, like why would God create me with all of these impulses? And at the same time say, don't do them.
Right. You know?
And, yeah.
Why is God always like testing everyone? That doesn't setting seem everyone like, up
for yeah, failure. It just seems like a really shitty practical joke.
Yeah.
That,
or he's a terrible manager.
Yeah.
Like, you hired the wrong species, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. Like,
you're not going to hire, like, a kleptomaniac to, like, stock your warehouse.
Yeah.
You hire humanity to, like, not have sex or eat what they want or, like, dance and sing and all the great stuff we like to do.
Yeah. And then you start wondering, like, is this even... like, how much has this been kind of tampered with, you know?
Yeah.
Because it seems all too convenient that, you know, a great way to control people is, you know, keep them feeling shameful and guilty.
And scared of hell.
And scared of hell.
And, oh, man.
And at the same time saying you have all the answers, so.
And they know the answers and you don't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Better stay on their good side.
Right.
Or you're lost.
Yeah, totally. And it was also like being done with being fearful, you know, tired of it in a lot of ways, like tired of feeling like you're going to hell, like constantly.
So hell was like a real place to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you describe it?
Yeah.
Like hell to Ryan, little Ryan.
Oh, hell to little Ryan. And I think a lot of kids is, you know, it's absolutely terrifying. The way the visuals that are set up for you are things that you shouldn't be telling kids. And that's one of the things that still really riles me up.
Like burning alive?
Burning alive, burning in a lake of sulfur and all that.
Jesus.
Yeah. Kind of really gruesome stuff.
Yeah.
And kids can visualize that.
Yeah, they don't need you to tell them that shit for them to, like, I go out of my way to, like,
they have,
you know, no boogeyman shit, and my kids are still, like, you know, making up this scary-ass shit just from their little brains.
Yeah, yeah, they have really vivid imaginations, and they've created that scene already in their head. And I know that was true for me, where I was absolutely terrified, you know, and terrified about falling out of line, and like, how much sinning... can I do without, you know,
burning in hell?
Yeah, without burning in hell. Like every time you, every time you felt like you slipped up or you sinned, you know, which happens all the time with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would just send you for a loop worrying about, you know, did I just jeopardize my soul? And, you know, is this unforgivable? And,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, so did you do confessions? Is that part of?
No. And that's one thing I think was different about the church I was in, is like you dealt with it on your own, or you had.
I think confession might be better.
I think you can offload that and then be at peace with it in some ways. But this was a real like internal struggle, and you could share it with people if you wanted to. You could share it with a pastor or something like that. Mm-hmm. But.
Oh, but I bet as a child you would have been terrified to share.
Yeah, and as an adolescent mostly too.
Yeah.
Like I think that became even more difficult, is like you're going through all these hormonal changes and you're going crazy anyways. But
you're horny as fuck.
Yeah. Also. Yeah. Yeah. So you have these instincts, and at the same time you're being told that they're sinful and they're gonna land you in hell if you fall through with them.
Oh my god.
So it's or if you stray too far or whatever.
Masturbation guilt, like, to the extreme.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Even not being religious at all, and, like, a grown-ass woman, I, like, get off, and I'm like, oh, gross, why did I just watch that porn? It was so awful, you know? And I, like, feel terrible.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, like, also then thinking I was gonna burn in hell for eternity.
Yeah, and it wasn't, like, every time... you know, your mind went there. It's just it happening repeatedly, and then like all that accumulative guilt ends up making you feel like You're terrible. A damned person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one's telling you, like, hey, man, this is super normal. It's totally normal. Yeah. It's totally fine. Yeah. Like, this is how you're going to feel.
This is just biological changes that your body's going through. And these are totally normal urges and all that stuff. So
instead.
Yeah. Instead, it's shame. Like, you're being shamed and guilted along the way. So.
Did you think that, like, people you knew were, like, going to burn in hell? Like, was that a worry? Like,
yeah, that was a worry. God. That was a constant worry, too. Just friends you'd meet. And I remember, like, trying to convert people and in the ways that I was trained to to try and convert people, you know, which is super creepy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I'm very suspicious of religious people in general now. Mm-hmm. It's because I don't know their motives. Like, right. I don't know if they're genuinely trying to get to know me or what is their motive? Like, are they trying to convert me or have they come to this conclusion themselves as being kind and compassionate to people? Do they come to this conclusion on their own that this is actually a great way to be? Instead, are you doing this out of duty?
Right.
You know, is it you doing this because someone told you to do this or you're following scripture or whatever? Mm-hmm. Or are you trying to convert me? And that's why.
Yeah.
I'm pretty skeptical when I meet religious people.
Right.
And I can't trust their instincts or,
Okay, we're going to pause and take a quick break.
We're going to go turn our water into wine. Uh-huh. Catch you on the flip side.
Flippity flip.
Flippity flap. Flappity
floppity flap.
Flip. Flip flop like a dead fish. Boom. Jesus fish. Then we thought maybe we should film porn. It got weird fast.
Starting
early in the morning. All of us. Yeah. Teach Me Tiger porn cast. Cool.
The future.
The most awkward porn ever. But we would love it. It'd all be like, hey-o! That's what I said. Oh, good.
Yours would be like joke porn, though.
I know.
Literal joke porn.
Yeah. So great. Stand-up comedy porn. Is that a thing yet?
No.
I'm going to look it up on Pornhub when I get home tonight. RedTube, stand-up comedy.
Stand-up.
Stand-up porn. I would just get a lot of, like, standing-up porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make the category.
And you know what? And maybe it just has to do with physiology, but like what really irks me is that like in porn, when you get into the fancy positions, it's always the lady who's like crazy uncomfortable. The dude just has to like kind of
stand there.
Thrust.
Stand and thrust.
Yeah.
Ladies all akimbo. That's, you know, could we do
like
more?
Like with one leg up over his shoulder and shit?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like the wheelbarrow.
I've seen porn.
All kinds of stuff.
The wheelbarrow. That's what they call it, too. It's one of their most popular categories.
The wheelbarrow.
So much to do with farming.
It's porn. It's some sort of farming porn.
Yeah. Oh, God. You don't want to look that up?
Oh, no. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. We get very sad very quickly.
Really quick. Well, I just found a drawing that Penny did. And it's like a naked lady on a horse, Penny. And Justine was like, oh, I've seen that.
It's not what you think.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop it. It's just my kid's drawing, okay?
Just my kid's filthy drawings.
Her drawings are filthy, though.
They are. Like, they really are.
Labia majora and minora. Usually both included.
Yeah.
A lot of nipples.
Nips. Lots of nips. Nips and dicks. Penny. Good one. Oh boy, I'm so glad she doesn't go to public school. Right. Oh, I'd be so proud.
Okay,
back to business.
Yeah,
so Ryan, I wanted to ask you, how did you start to actually like distance yourself from the church? You started doubting, and then like did you just stay in it miserable for a while before you got away? Did you have to move away?
Like, it was such an insular community that you know, a lot of your friends were still there, so I don't know, you just gradually lose interest, and it's more just about hanging out with them, and it's just kind of social pressure that you keep going to church and you keep participating in those mm-hmm. activities and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then luckily I had a really great friend group that was outside of the church. And so I spent, you know, would spend more time with them more and more.
But how old were you then?
Well, it was like high school, mm-hmm. like end of high school. So up to 18.
So like, and when then, did you start? When did you start drinking?
Probably early on, like 18, 16, well, 16, okay. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you smoke pot?
No, I didn't. Well, my older brother kind of got all that done, you know, for both of us. So. And my sister was into alcohol a lot. So. Yeah. And so me and Joel were kind of, my younger brother, we would kind of watch the drama ensue. And we're just like, you know what? We're just going to lay low.
Yeah, we just don't do that. Yeah,
we're just going to pretend we're...
Have allergies. You
know, have allergies.
Having an allergy attack.
Yeah, and sort of pretend to walk the straight and narrow, as they would say.
Yeah.
And then we learned that meant we could just kind of do what we wanted.
Cool.
Yeah.
So when did you stop going to church?
It was probably like near end of high school. Okay. And then a little bit after. Yeah.
Were your parents really upset? By that?
Yeah, I'm not really upset, but they're persistent that right. you know that we keep going, and but I think they got tired of asking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was quite gradual. There was no like aha moment. Really, it was more just a slow whittling away of
like church values,
the church values, and all of the misleading indoctrination. You mm-hmm. know. And it's kind of your logic setting in and your exposure to other people who are not in the church. And it's like, oh, these are really great people. And I actually like them a lot more.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Than church folk that I usually hang out with.
More
yeah.
fun.
More fun, right? More real, you know.
And, right? We're more
right?
fun.
Huh? Right?
Huh? Yeah. And they didn't come with the same sort of guilt and shame. That,
right.
that we'd all commiserate over, you know, with like church friends and everything, because we could bond over our struggles, you know, with,
oh no,
you know, and, but with other friends, it was just not there and they had no guilt or shame about it. And,
yeah.
And they were doing great, you know,
cool.
But so it was like, oh, you know, that's, wonder what's going on there. And,
do you ever still worry about hell?
No,
good.
No, not at all. No. Yeah.
No. Yeah. 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 No. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
But not. Yeah. But no. But yeah. But no.
Yeah. Yeah. I more worry about what sort of other family members, like sort of distant family members that are still in it. And I worry about kids like getting.
Growing up the same way.
Yeah. The same way. And sort of that psychological torture that goes on. I know torture is kind of a strong word.
Well,
but
the shoe fits. You were telling us a bit earlier about your grandpa.
Yeah, that was another thing that, and we were talking about this earlier on, is, you know, what do you do with the anger that you have with an institution?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to deal with that anger. It's much different than being angry at a person, where you can resolve and you can find ways to forgive and understand, you know, why they may have behaved that way, why they may have treated you that way, and mm-hmm. have more empathy. And so you can work through your anger that way. But with an institution, there isn't a lot of resolution. Or who do you take that to?
Right.
Yeah.
Like the Pope?
The Pope?
Yo, Pope. I got yeah. it. I wanna,
and
Jean
you know,
Paul.
Yeah. And it's not him in particular, or it's a whole group of people.
Right. And history.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's hard to deal with that anger. But getting back to my grandfather, who later on we learned was gay, or at least that's what we kind of pieced together from his life and sort of cleaning out his house and stuff okay. like that when he died. But I angry and resentful that we didn't get to know him that well, because I know that he was guarded over that, because probably out of fear of rejection from mm-hmm. us.
And you told me earlier that was right, like at the time. Your family probably would have rejected
him. Yeah, if I was a teenager and I found out my grandpa was gay, I probably would have rejected him and kept my distance, and that would have hurt,
mm-hmm.
you know, incredibly.
And been worried that he was going to end up in a bad place.
Yeah, worried, but also judgy, you know?
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I've tried working on, like getting out of religion and everything, because there's so much judgment. You're passing judgment on people all the time because mm-hmm. you're sussing out if they're like a believer or not.
Mm. And you're now one of the least judgmental person that I know. Mm. Like you're open-minded and...
Yeah, I think that's a reaction to that is that it really grosses me out whenever I would sort of start thinking that way it's immature and does not respect people's individuality or their experiences, you know,
right?
And what they have maybe gone through that you have no clue, what that is. So yeah, that's one thing that comes up and I'm resentful about is that never got to know my grandfather on that level.
Right.
Where he could feel accepted and loved by us, you know. But he had to, put up walls and stay at an arm's distance in some ways. But he did the best he could to kind of show that he cared, and I appreciate that. So, but yeah, this is those things, you're still angry about that.
Yeah.
Still angry that the religion that I was in, kept him away.
Yeah.
And yeah, and he was right to stay away.
You have a lot of anger against that, against your religious upbringing. Like, as long as I've known you, that's been like a super calm, mellow guy. You'll be like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah, no, yeah, you can really go on a bender.
Releases the beast.
Yeah, yeah, and you can really go on a tangent. And I was talking with some friends last night about that when you're dealing with this issue. This anger, and mm-hmm. you end up for a time always directing conversations you have with people to religion.
Right.
It's because you're dealing with it.
And yeah, you need to talk it out.
You need to talk it out and just like, shit, I'm sorry. I've taken us to religion again.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, but you get really intense, and I know that can kind of scare people in a way or make them feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Just because with the intensity that you're addressing the subject.
This feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And that's one way to work through anger at an institution. It's mm-hmm. Talking about it with people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't keep it in. Get it out when you need to, and you'll get some insight from friends, hopefully.
Yeah.
Make it a bit lighter, give it some levity.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of put it behind you in some respect, but not completely.
Right.
Yeah. And probably not ever.
Yeah. It's something you were raised with. Like you almost have like a post-traumatic stress.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
Based on the fear that you experienced growing up and the guilt.
Yeah. 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 I'd say so. It's hard to say that, especially with that word being so loaded,
Right.
And there's as far as the really intense, physical trauma that people go through and mental trauma and kind of have reservations about calling it post-traumatic stress. But it's a stressful memory mm-hmm. and can really get you in a funk,
What's your relationship with guilt like now? Like, do you still struggle against guilt a lot? Like, it sounds like that, guilt and fear were a large part of your childhood.
Yeah.
In your relation to the church anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it still is a tricky thing. Like, mm-hmm. I have to be aware of it, not to blame myself for things that I can't control or just situational things. Because that's kind of the default,
right.
that you grew up with, as far as those lessons that you're told, like as being like an incomplete person without God or whatever,
right.
and that you're sinful. And that's one of those kind of really hurtful words, that being called sinful or a sinner,
Right. Yeah.
That really, it would really sting.
If someone said that, that'd be
I'd probably lose my shit,
If someone said that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just because it's such a loaded word.
So don't just throw that around at people.
Yeah. Take this as a warning or a threat, even.
What a sinner. Sinner, gagnon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's what it says at
hell. Yeah, that's what it does. Yeah.
You hear that all the time.
Fuck.
You're always waiting in line behind that old lady who's like going through all her cards. And you're like, oh, I'm in such a rush.
Satan's appetite.
I'd like to buy another one forever, for all of eternity.
Yeah.
Sinner, Gagnon.
Shit.
Stop Gagnon. Pas Gagnon.
Hell is real. This
Hell
is it.
Real. This is it. It's being stuck behind that lady in the Max Milk for 45 minutes.
Does it irk you that parents teach their kids that Santa's watching them all year? Like, does that feel like a sort of God-y?
Have you even thought about that?
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah.
Did we just ruin Christmas? Yeah.
No. No, it's the exact same sort of metaphor for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder, because maybe that's how we bring the fear of God back into Christmas. We're bringing Christmas back to religion.
Christ back into Christmas.
Santa is watching us all the time.
Even when you're sleeping.
Watching our sins, us sinning, or whatever.
All the time. And he's not going to bring you shit. And coal, that's like from hell, because fire and brimstone and coal and shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he wears a red suit. Is Santa
really
Satan?
We figured it out.
Santa's the devil.
Santa is the devil.
Is that what those horns mean?
Yeah.
Magic that's reindeer. Not a reindeer. That's a goat.
Wait a minute. Santa has goat feet.
Are goats from hell?
Santa has
goat feet. Yeah. Have you ever seen a goat's fucking eyes?
I have.
Horizontal pupils.
Yeah. But are goats like a hell thing?
Yeah.
Really? Well, I don't know. Tell me.
It's a goat.
Teach me, tiger.
Well, I think that's how like Lucifer is represented. Depicted. Yeah, depicted.
He's like half, mostly goat.
Yeah, human body.
Goat feet. Goat head.
Yeah.
Feet like a goat.
They are bastards.
Stop looking at me, goat.
They'll break out of any enclosure and they'll eat anything.
They will. And with their rectangle pupils, which are only shared with octopi. Octopuses.
Wow, interesting.
I recently read in a National Geographic that it's not octopi, it's octopuses. So
science facts with Sarah.
Science facts with Sarah. Pipe and smoke.
I heard that too.
Yeah, it sucks. Do you know how many times I got corrected when I was like a little kid by saying octopuses? And they're like, mooses.
Meese.
Fuck that shit. Hang on. Nah. I wish you guys out there could see the face I just made. So sexy.
Why they call her Sexy Slaughterhouse Sarah.
Oh, yeah. They call me Slaughterhouse Sarah on this podcast.
We do now.
Cool, eh?
Cool.
You've heard that, eh?
Yeah.
Cool.
We're going to get her a leather jumpsuit and embroider Slaughterhouse Sarah on the back. Sarah.
Cool. I'm like Dexter. Yeah. Then we have to like coat this place in like sheeting, plastic sheeting. Come on in. Nothing. What? Take off your clothes.
Never been on a podcast like this.
It's a podcast. Full body cast is what you're going to need when you leave here.
Ba boom, boom. It's your bones cracking.
Oh, God.
I know. Oh, no. This is the sixth circle.
Get back over here, Ryan. You can't leave, Ryan. Stay. Sit back down.
You're here forever. I think we should talk about spirituality versus religion. Like, people, you know, they're all like, ooh, I hate organized religion. It's so lame. Churches are the pits. Anyway, did you check out my new doTERRA crystals?
I was just thinking about doTERRA. Yeah.
doTERRA yoga crystals. So, like, what up with that? Like, is that religion?
There's a lot of religious behavior everywhere from humans, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like spiritual. Like
the patterns and habits and routine. That's pretty comforting for most people.
Yeah, we like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
So I don't know.
How about crystals?
Are you into them? Do you have a salt lamp?
No. Hmm. But I have a friend who is really into them.
And, crystals?
Yeah.
And?
And he's very convinced.
They don't think that, like...
Is he convincing?
He is very convincing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what about... Yeah. I have this thing where I think, sure, crystals, yeah. Except once you remove them from the earth... It's just like cutting a flower. Like once you put a flower in a vase, it's like not really like all that life force energy from being connected to earth is you cut it.
But do crystals hold energy or are they like conduits of energy sort of?
I think they Yeah.
Like, it, because with crystals, my mom used to be a little bit into them.
Tell me.
In the 90s. No, I don't actually know much, but I think
that's
it's like
your real name's with crystals.
Crystal. Yeah, that is my real name. No, it's not. You're supposed to have them on your skin. So I feel like maybe they're supposed to like sort of draw energy to you or something. Yeah. Like,
well, there's other ones that he was telling me about that actually disturb or sort of neutralize any electromagnetic radiation that might be coming from like
around
a cell phone or
is that real though? Like, is there science proving
there
it?
There is actually. There's I forget what instrument is used to measure it, but there's a particular crystal that's good at this.
Okay.
And if you bring it close to your cell phone, the radiation
drops.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I heard that about sheepskin, yeah, actually. Sheepskins. I never check the science facts, but that's how I do science facts with Sarah.
Science facts with Sarah Wright.
Science facts with Sarah!
Sheepskins, yeah. Apparently.
So I heard once.
One time I heard that sheepskins do that. Like they stop. Whatever.
They have a lot of surface area.
Sheepskins?
Yeah.
Yeah, with all the fur.
Yeah, all the fur.
That's true.
Really, right. Like there is a lot of surface area. That's true. So it would help to hold
like a deadening
stuff. It's a good insulator, right? Like you can use sheepskin to stay cool in the summer, apparently, although I've never tried that. But they say like your babies, you can lay them on sheepskin in the summer too, because it also helps to keep them cold. Cool. Oh. I mean, not
keep
cold.
Your baby nice and cold.
Anyway.
Cold.
Cool.
That's how I like my babies.
Perfect.
Ice cold. Ooh. Babies.
I feel like we should cut that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
We'll see. Do you want to say the positive one? Oh, do you go?
I had a question for you, Ryan.
Sure.
Do you have any what the fuck is that for us?
Yeah. What were we talking about the other day?
You were supposed to do your homework, right?
Yeah, I know. But I think it's called something like prosperity doctrine or something like that.
Tell us about it. It used to happen from your church.
It did, yeah. Like there would be sort of sermons around that subject.
What subject? What's it mean?
It means God, in a nutshell, God wants you to be rich.
Prosperity Gospel. The Prosperity Gospel is a fast-growing theologically conservative movement frequently associated with Pentecostalism, Evangelicalism, and Charismatic Christianity that emphasizes believers' abilities to transcend poverty and/or illness through devotion and positive confession.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, so it's more like a conduit for capitalism.
Cool.
You know, make it justifiable.
Jesus was super rich.
Totally.
Rich in fishes.
Yeah.
And wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he just
I get
loved
it.
Hanging out with bankers, you know.
That's true. Yes.
Throw huge parties and trash the place.
Trash the place.
Yeah.
Trash it.
Yeah.
Palm fronds.
Because he was happy, you know.
Yeah. Long hair, sandals, get a job. Just wandered around. Little Hosanna, Hazanna.
Yeah.
You know?
I just remember one of the servants that I was listening to, and it was talking about, you know, God wanting us all to have jet skis. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, this doesn't make any sense at all.
God wants you to have a jet ski.
Jesus wants you to have a jet ski.
Yeah, JC loves a good jet ski. So that's just what we know about him. Jet skis actually hit JC's other name, you know? JC, jet ski.
Has there been anything positive that you've taken from the teachings of the church?
Yeah, well, I think some of the values are, you know, pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
You know, just, you know, treating people as you would like to be treated, I think is a pretty solid one, but also one that you can come, you can come to realize on your own.
Right. You don't need like the church to tell you that.
Yeah. And that's another one of the sticking points for me is that the sort of the underlying assumption that everyone is sinful, you know.
Right.
And kind of innately evil, you know, without God. Oh. And I couldn't disagree more. You know, I think people are innately good and they will come to those conclusions. Eventually or not, but I think it's in us to realize that.
I mean, it must be if it's in like every religion has the same, like, don't kill people, don't fuck that person over there and like treat that guy nice.
Right.
You know, that's like basically all religion.
Yeah. So,
obviously we know that.
So at times it's like, yeah, there's good values there, but I was like, I don't know if you guys get to take credit for it. Because I think that, right. you know, someone else might have just come to that conclusion. And just because you're the first one to write it down doesn't mean you created it.
Right, so, right.
Leading to believe that you were the first one to write it down. I don't know. The values are good, but not necessarily original.
That's great. I always love the religious like idea that Earth sucks and you're just like waiting around on this like shithole to get to the good place. But like,
yeah,
yo man, like if you've ever had foie gras or an orgasm or a good laugh, you know, or watched a baby learn to walk, yeah, or fucking seen a bunch of birds take flight out of a tree, yeah, or seen, yeah, a fucking flower up close, mm, like this place is,
yeah,
the place.
Yeah.
This is the, yeah, heaven. This is the good,
yeah,
place.
Yeah.
It's like a treat.
Yeah. Totally.
Thanks for agree. Foie gras.
Yeah. And I think that's another thing that really began to bother me. You know, it's a list of these things that, you know, distanced me from religion. Mm-hmm. And that was one of them, is like sort of the passiveness at which a lot of religious people and my particular religion, went about their lives, you know, in a very passive, non-engaged way, thinking that, you know, the life that's actually going to be great and lived is the next one.
Yeah.
And so you
what are you doing here?
So you treat this one like shit.
This is like a waiting room?
Yeah. Yeah. And it drove me crazy after a while. Just like, well, the evidence is not in yet on that.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what is in for evidence is this life you live in right now.
Yeah, you're literally here.
Yeah, you're literally here. You
can't get any more evidence.
Yeah, so why don't you start enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of worrying about something that might or may not be there.
Right. Let's jump to questions from listeners.
Okay.
Okay.
We got a late addition from Lizzie.
Oh, right on. Hi, Liz.
Our Lizzie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was wondering if you could talk a little bit about your opinion on the Beach Boys.
Oh. Ryan loves the Beach Boys.
Do you?
No.
Oh. Oh, oops.
Fucking hate it.
Right. Oh, the only thing that makes him madder than religion is the fucking Beach Boys.
I don't know. Singing about stupid shit all the time.
But know. I get around.
Yeah.
Fun, till your daddy takes the TV away. Yeah. T-Bird away.
TV away.
That's from something. It's from something.
Yeah.
What is it? An ad?
Yeah, that's how I feel about the Beach Boys.
Fun?
Do you do an impression?
No.
What's your most not favorite Beach Boys song?
I don't even know. It's just, I'm that disinterested in them that I can't even give them the time to figure out why I hate them so much.
Hey, how about the Beatles?
The Beatles, I'm not that huge fan either. Yeah.
See, that's not surprising coming on the tail of that last one.
What about Weezer?
Weezer, I like Weezer.
Really?
Yeah.
They love the Beach Boys.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Who's your favorite band? who do you think is a genius? Maybe not favorite, but who do you think is a musical genius?
Oh.
Who do you like a lot?
Oh, can I just tell you what I've been listening to lately?
Yes, sure.
Okay, Big Thief is...
I don't remember Big Thief.
I'm really into it right now.
I don't know Big Thief.
What's their scene?
what's their scene? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like indie, but
men, women.
Women, lead singers.
It's always women.
Yeah.
Ryan loves strong female leads.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
Woo.
I hope.
Yeah, but the lyrics are phenomenal.
Did you send me a Big Thief song?
I did.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Yes. That was one. Yeah.
What's your favorite song from them? Because if you talk about it a little, we might be able to play a clip.
It's a masterpiece.
Okay, walk us through it.
Tell us a little bit about it. If you talk about it, then we can legally play a clip of it. Like,
oh, really?
Behind this conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a heavy story.
How about, okay, riddle me this. When you listen to this song, first of all, what's the name of the song? Mess. And what do you see in your mind's eye when you're listening to it?
Go.
Like, if you close your eyes and hear that song, what are you seeing?
Oh, I see.
Wait, what's it called first?
Masterpiece.
Okay.
And, sort of, if it was like a music video, it would be like the lead singer, like sitting in the back of a car, kind of with maybe the rest of the band or not.
Cool. Daytime, nighttime?
Daytime.
Cool. Is she a babe?
Yeah.
Is anyone not a babe?
Yeah. Is anyone not? Lead singer?
Of a band?
An awesome band.
You know who's such a babe? Awesome. And I'm lyrics. Like so much of a babe that I'm jealous of her. I'm talking about... who's the band? She's Asian and they're amazing and...
Oh, Tao...
Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Stay
Down, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Greg's kind of in love with her a lot. Yeah. Which just really irks me.
Definitely have a crush. Really rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. I'm so, like, I don't know who you guys are talking about.
I am a woman of leisure. I don't want it, but I need it. Because she's a woman of leisure. Well, come on, baby, won't you give me some? Me too. Yeah.
So is she like a comfortable woman?
Yeah, we should post that picture.
Yeah, we should. I'm referring to one of Sarah's daughter Penny's drawings of a comfortable woman versus a, what was the other one? Comfortable woman and like, not businesswoman.
No, it was like a, I can't remember.
I don't remember.
It was like basically like what women are supposed to be or whatever in society. And then it was a drawing of like a woman in like a corset with like makeup and all like. Ugh. And then it was like slash next over comfortable woman. And it was this like heavy woman with large breasts.
No top.
No top. Completely topless. And it was a drawing from like above.
Like an aerial view.
An aerial view. And the woman's got this big, thick black hair. No top on. She's lying in a bed with a big smile and her big tits out, eating popcorn and, like, green flare pants. And just, like, smiling, eating popcorn. Like, popcorn's dropping on her big belly.
There's, like, popcorn all over.
Yeah. It's a comfortable woman. It's so good. Fuck, man.
So good.
Reel it in, Penny. Reel it in. Okay. Oh, we have a question from Dorinda. God, she's such a great caller. She's always... Oh, Dorinda.
Dorinda.
I love Dorinda. She's our biggest fan.
She is.
Shout out, Dorinda. We love you.
Hey, Dorinda. Hey.
Dorinda wants to know, Ryan, how do you get your hair so soft and luxurious? What's your hair secret? Hair care stare.
Fish sauce.
Cool.
You know, smells really bad, but...
Looks good. Just
rub it in.
Looks great.
Now, do you drink it? Is this like an oral thing or do you apply it to your hair?
To the hair.
Perfect. So everyone go home.
You don't smell the way I thought you would.
Yeah.
You know, it wears off a bit.
Yeah. Fish sauce, mayonnaise.
And your nose adapts, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when we first met, I didn't know how long our friendship would go, but I really settled into it. Now, every time I'm in like a Chinese food place, I'm like, Ryan?
Where are you, Ryan?
So it just grows like that.
Just grows like that. God, yeah.
Lovely hair.
I bet your hair would dread really easily if you wanted it to.
Please never, ever do that. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't do that.
OK.
Okay. It does.
But it actually, would, wouldn't it?
It does it on its own.
Like if thought
it,
so.
Yeah. So I was right.
Yeah.
Shut up, Sarah. Fucking
thought so, bitch. Okay, so we got someone wrote in to the website.
Okay.
They called themselves Sunny D. And the funniest part of this question is that Sarah, when I forwarded it to her, and she's like, shit, yo, is this our first hate mail?
That is.
Let me read it to you.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is this ghosting shit all about? Whatever happened to common fucking decency? Fucking millennials. So this is right after we released the ghost episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sarah thought that they just really hated our podcast.
Yeah, I thought I was like an old dude. And he was like, what the fuck, you millennials, always talking about ghosts? Which makes sense. Like, all these podcasts are like, murder, murder, ghost, ghost.
Right.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Maybe it was hate mail. I mean, maybe it was.
Maybe is that a question directed towards me?
Yeah, no, I think it's a general advice question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's up with ghosting?
People are rude.
Just not responding, you know, going on a date and then cutting contact completely.
Yeah,
not like even saying that you're not interested.
Yeah,
that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it's people are rude. I think it's people are like
chicken
not
chips.
Socially brought up with like appropriate social skills,
mm-hmm. right? To deal with that potential conflict.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I don't know, and but they think it's normal.
Also, it's not new. This isn't like a millennials thing. This has been going on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, just women
like
are
since
doing
the
it now,
advent of happening. Internet dating anyway.
Yeah.
Just... No, since the advent of all dating, and what's happening is now women are ghosting men. They're like, ew, I met him one time and he's balls and he's not even worth me answering him back. Like, fuck off, you know what you did.
Right.
And it's only since then, since women started ghosting...
People
that people are like, wait a minute, what's that, happening?
That's really not nice.
Men have been ghosting women
that
since
is not
always.
Nice, mister.
My feelings are hurt, sister. Because now it's women doing it.
Well, men do it too.
So keep doing it, women.
Yeah, but men, you quit it.
But men, you suck. We're all going to be lesbians anyway.
That's true.
I'm going to borrow you to procreate.
Right.
My grandmother's advice to women always was, never marry a man. She also thought that women should all go to some island and just live together. Come to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to ask, was Nana a lesbo?
Not as far as I know, but it's starting to look that way, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was smarter than the rest of us.
Right?
I love my husband. God damn it.
But yeah, about the ghosting shit, it is bullshit. But dating is bullshit and it sucks and you just have to keep at it. And like, truthfully, if I'm going to get real for a second.
Please get real. Getting real with Mel.
You know how they say you only like meet someone when you stop looking?
Mm-hmm.
When you're dating and it's awful and you just start to be like, fuck it. This is all bullshit. I don't give a shit anymore. There's a lot of swearing because it's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Lots of shit.
Lots of shit. Yeah, if you stop like playing the game and worrying about people, like, you know, if someone ghosts you, then they're an asshole. So move on, right?
Don't keep thinking about it.
Like, I was thinking of when Liz came on the podcast and she was talking about how she met her soon to be husband because she was doing online dating forever and ever. And then she saw this guy's profile picture and it wasn't like at all attractive. She's just like, that this guy's weird.
I'm gonna talk to him.
And then she met this great guy, right? I don't know if that's advice. It's just you gotta like get over yourself and get over the the whole game and then it'll happen, right?
I have a piece of advice,
and people do just ghost because they're all a bunch of assholes.
It's don't hate the player, hate the game.
Isn't that what I'm trying to say, sort of?
Yeah, that is,
but also hate the player. But don't be a player.
Don't give a shit about the player because the player's an idiot.
Yeah, stop playing a game. And video games. What's that about?
Just find a new dating app.
Find a new dating app.
Yeah.
Plenty of fish. What?
Ryan, do you have anything that you want to plug? Any projects you're working on or
You can see, yeah. Find Ryan on Facebook.
That's about it.
Me too. It's cool.
You can find Ryan in the house in Maberly, yeah. That's blue with yellow porch with red trim.
Yeah, come on over.
And the trim matches the drapes, so that's not. Nope.
Nope. Sarah just,
I'm pretty sure Sarah keeps bringing up Ryan's pubic hair. I think so that's awkward. What's happening.
Just what? Is your pubic hair yellow and red? Just spit it out and blue. Oh, I've been waiting all night to ask you that.
I think you know the answer. Okay. Can we just drop it?
Cool.
It's curly though, right?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Oh, okay. I just want to tell you guys one quick thing.
Yeah.
I realized yesterday, you know how sometimes your shower, if you have like weird pipes, makes that like pee wee.
Yeah.
Like it
yeah.
starts like squealing.
Yeah.
My shower does the exact same notes, exactly the same to the beginning of that Snoop Dogg Drop It Like It's Hot song. It's like boo.
Yeah.
That's part of the song. The whole bass line has someone doing that. Did you know that?
That's hilarious.
I'm not making it up.
No, I know.
Oh.
I believe you.
Yeah. Well, fine. Good.
It's fine. Good. We're good then.
Good.
Good. Drop it
like it's
like
hot.
It's hot.
Yeah.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop
oh,
it like
it's hot. Can I do that question again? Because I
yes.
know which one it is. Okay.
Tell us, what's your superpower?
Superpower is time travel.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you to. Be able to change things in the past to affect the future, or would you just visit?
I think
how does it work?
I think I'd like to say that yes, you can. Yeah, but I know that's opening up like a
whole
real
can
of worms. Yeah.
So like,
But I think it might be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Good
could
answer.
Could
yeah.
you like you know on the computer where you can do like undo, like undo the last thing you did?
Control Z. Control Z.
Could you control Z?
I think just to keep things interesting. No. Can't.
What so if you got unborn? Would you still exist?
Ooh. Maybe there's like a...
There's like some rules.
There's some rules that if you end up altering something that's going to end up in your disappearance, they just won't let you.
Just like in Back and to then the
you'll,
Future.
And then you'll know. Like, oh, weird. I didn't know that connection
happened.
Was going to lead to me not being born.
Yo,
yeah,
if world,
like you'd
if
see
war-
red lights, it would be like...
It'd be everything. Like it'd be like everything you did. Like if World War II didn't happen, I wouldn't have been born.
Probably not, yeah.
But for sure. My grandma came over from Scotland. She was supposed to get on like this one ship, and then they got kicked out of the ship like before it took off, whatever.
Maybe that's a crappy rule, because maybe it's just like if you do anything, you end up not being born.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But also... It depends on what you believe, because if you believe in reincarnation and we're all there's like a limited number of souls out there, then we all would have been born eventually anyway.
Right.
Maybe.
A different time period.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Sure it does. You well, would have been born just into a different body.
But I mean like having like a limited amount of souls because there's more humans than there ever has been. Are people sharing souls? Is that what people mean like soulmates? You're basically like one soul split in two because there's too many bodies?
Actually, you're like twins and you should not be boning.
All right.
I really haven't thought that far ahead in this superpower.
God damn it, Ryan.
I'm sorry. I really haven't done my homework.
Let's stop boning our twins, right? Or start?
I don't know.
When two souls
what
connect.
What would they do in the farm porn?
Farm porn pod?
Oh, good
wow,
golly.
We've covered a lot today.
We've covered a lot and uncovered a lot, if you
we've
know
covered
what I mean.
All the bases. Wink sound, wink sound. Blinky blink.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Where can we find you on the internet? Can we find you on the internet, Sarah? Can we?
You can find me on RedTube and Pornhub.
Just look up stand-up.
Stand-up comedy porn with Sarah Wright. It'll be me. It's going to be grotesque. I'm going to be doing a lot of winkies.
You might get cut by her sharp wit.
Don't put your wit in there. It's sharp. Okay. I'm on Instagram, littlerightcrew.art, mm-hmm. and I'm on Facebook. We got him. We got him.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So you can find me there. So come and find me.
Just saying, she's not there.
Ryan just wants everyone to know in case everyone's super disappointed.
In case you're confused, she's not, she's not really there.
Or am I? When was the last time you looked up comedy porn?
Never.
Right. Me neither. And we're all going to go home tonight and look it up and you see what happens. You bet I am. Yeah.
You bet I am.
I'm going to go on it. I'm doing comedy it. Comedy porn. It's going to be my new thing. It's going to be a political thing. It's going to be like art, I'm going to call it. But just, it's
just, you're just going to get angry, angry people asking you, not asking.
Show us your tits.
Demanding you take your clothes off.
Show us your tits. That's what they'll say.
Or at least tell a good joke.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're like, not going to show us your tits, could you at least give us better jokes?
Come on. Come on. Low blow.
Sorry.
Mel, where can we find you on the internet?
MelodyStarkweather.ca.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. 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 And I'm going to, Sarah suggested, did you listen to the kid episode, Ryan?
No.
To you? So I recorded my daughter saying, if you like Teach Me Tiger podcast, please subscribe. Give us 5 stars. So anyway, I'm going to give it on over to Holly for a second.
Hollywood.
Plug the show.
Right on.
So cute.
If you like Teach Me Tiger, please share it with your friends. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Rate it 5 stars and leave a great review. Thank you.
And remember
folks, it's a jungle out there.
Row! Row!
Yeah, it's perfect in heat.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks,
Ryan.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Teach me, Tiger, how to tease you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Tiger, Tiger, I want to squeeze you.
It. This is all bullshit. I don't give a shit anymore.